And now, Chris, will you just explain to me a little bit about what is going on statewide?
Well, currently the Department of Conservation is basically looking at a multi-year process of updating our conservation area management plans. And at this time, we're currently seeking input on how these areas are important to various Missourians, you know, as far as how they impact your public use, the activities that people like to do, whether they're hunting, fishing, bike riding, or et cetera. So we're definitely interested in people's input is regarding those activities and also the management that's going on at these areas.
All right. And depending on what people have to say about these various areas, what could happen?
Well, there's a lot of things that are potentially open for discussion. Obviously, every area is not capable of providing all things for all Missourians, so certain areas are going to be limited as to what they can provide, and it's our interest to maximize the opportunity for people, whether it's hunting, fishing, or all sorts of different types of recreation to the fullest extent possible without interfering with the primary goal and emphasis of that particular area. So there's a lot of options available to Missourians, and we certainly look forward to the comments and ideas people may have about how we can better our areas for their enjoyment.
Okay, so just so I'm clear, there's no proposed plan right now. Right now you're just kind of fishing for ideas?
Well, we actually have a plan. For Bunch Hollow, there's definitely a plan that's out there that we have drafted. And so, yes, there is one plan that's been developed, and it describes some of the details as far as the cropping regime, the forestry management inventories, and so forth. So there's definitely been a planning process in place from years past that we're just basically getting the plan process updated.
Okay, and if this is initiated, how would Bunch Hollow look different to its users?
Well, it may not look any different than it does now. I mean, the current management strategy has been employed for several years. We've owned the property since the mid-1980s, and depending on public input, we may or may not change a lot of the management strategies that we're already doing as of right now. It may or may not really change that much, to be honest with you. So a lot depends on what we have money and staff available to even do to dictate what we can actually accomplish in a given year, if not, you know, over the course of the 15, 20 years of the plan.
All right. And is there any chance that the allowed uses out at Bunch Hollow, I think, what is it, horseback riding and hiking are some of the stuff that's allowed, or is there any chance that some of that would change?
I think the department's open to ideas. I don't know that there would be a significant amount of changes. You know, we've definitely looked into different opportunities for trail usage without impacting some of the current natural communities. We're not really sure how much that will come into play as far as dictating whether or not we can actually add or remove some trail usage or actually add some sort of additional opportunity.
I understand. Well, if somebody wants to give their input on any conservation area in Missouri, how would they do that?
A person could request a public comment form, and they can be picked up at the Chillicothe Public Office. Or they can call 660-646-6122 and have a hard copy of the plan mailed to them or picked up. Or they can also visit Missouri Department of Conservation online at mdc.mo.gov/area plans and provide comments online as well.
And is there a deadline?
Yes, the comment period will close August 31st of 2013.
Okay, well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Nope, I think that's good.